Okay, Tessivan, June 12th, on page Kufchav. The previous section really has to be mulled over and thought about. When you really look at the words of Chazal, everything is about kavod. We're here to give kavod. It's like a whole kavod perspective of the world. Sometimes people focus on the irony that the pursuit of kavod is a foolish thing. That's for sure. But this is a level beyond. It's not just that I shouldn't be pursuing my own kavod, that all of life is about giving kavod to the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have kavod, ranging from just a tzelem elokim and climbing up to heron, such as the Raisa Tamachachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mahavdil. Okay, so now we're up to a section called Ratzon, 25th parak, which really, and then he has one section after this, which is just a citation from Yonos and Ibishitz and Shimon Esrei, but this is like the concluding parak on this section, which is the second sha'ar, second section. So let's see. B'prakim ha'kodim nesbaru lanu ha'anyanam ha'drushim chinuch v'avoda. In the previous chapters, it was explained to us the matters that require chinuch and avoda, which can mean like inauguration and service, get preparation and doing. Kulam, quote, mehadvarim ha'omdim berumo shalolam. All from things that are of the highest importance, stand at the height of the world. It's a phrase from Chazal. Asher yecholim lahasik osan mameshach shanim, which could keep us busy during the course of years. No question. Ulam adayin lo huvar, but it still has not been clarified. Ketzah nigash lamaisa. How do we approach it practically? Understand more what needs to be done, but how exactly do you do that? Me'atan yodim es agdaras hanyan. We know the definition of things. Torah mitzvos, yira umusar v'amuna. Torah mitzvos are fear of Hashem, musar and amunas. Mehen amidas adrushos, mehen darke avoda. Whether it's the midos that are required, the service, the ways of service that need to be done. Anu mevinim gam ken ki ha'pe'ula ha'merkazos l'chol anfei achinuch v'avoda. We also understand that the central action that is needed for all branches of chinuch and service, hikvias l'limun musar yom yom. It's a set musar seder daily. And that everything that was mentioned in the previous chapters has to be from the topics that come into this limud. Musar has to focus on the areas we learn, both in which svarim we're busy with studying and which things we think about, contemplate. So he certainly gave us the outline, like the various things that need to be worked on. That's our curriculum, and also which books and which thought process should be used. Ulam ketzad yishtana b'zeh adam ikar. But here's the question: but how does a person change by this at his core? What actions does he need in order to reach good action and good midos? What are the practical suggestions to reach Yiras Hashem, Emuna, the Torah, the Mitzvos, Bishleimus, the real Shleimus and Torah Mitzvos, Alzo Salena Lahasha Besiyim Sharzeh? This is something we have to respond to at the conclusion of this shah. Koach echem mekanin v'chol adam ha'amuk shebekochos. There's one faculty, one force that nests within each person. It's the deepest of the kochos. V'koach kabirhu. It's a mighty koach. L'ma'asim hu mevi. It brings to action. It brings a person to actions. It also illuminates the path. Because it also rouses help from Hashem. At a practical level, it has impact. And at a level of eliciting Hashem's help. Also, haratzon, that is will. It's mighty, kabir. The pasuk ein kel kabir. I believe it means a very strong, mighty. The pasuk quoted in Gemara Brachos having to do with the minion that brings force. Means force. B'dabreinu al haratzon, when we speak about will, ein kavanasena l'ratzonas ha'mevatvitzim v'olam chadoshim l'bakarim. We're not talking about ratzonos. Not going to quite use the word whims, but he means things that are like whims that kind of burst forth and come up. Chadoshim l'bakarim means new each day. Ashela rov, that in the majority, b'dimyon yesodim, their foundation is in the imagination. Tia megamasim ruchnis ogashmis, whether their goal is something spiritual or physical. I want to be a great ice hockey player. he's saying it could even be, I want to have a spiritual goal. I want to learn X. I want to dominate a certain way. But it's not the fundamental ratzon, which is the one he wants to talk about. Efshel rakeis es kol kolcha ani baratzon echad. You can centralize, you could focus all of the koach of the ani. I don't know what psychologists would call that. I don't remember my psychology anymore, but the whole force of the person's identity in one ratzon. Hamamale es kol ha'adam. That fills the entire person. V'chol amko v'chol goho. In all of his depth and all of his height. Which, I mean, that has to be a metaphor. Probably meaning he holds it more deeply than anything else, and he'll put himself out more forcefully than for anything else.
Is this ratzon coming from the shaman?
I don't know where it's coming from yet. First I have to see what it is. Probably, but let's see. V'ratzon ze yachriya b'chol tzad. And this will be, the word machriya is a hard word to translate, but it means the thing that ultimately will be the most decisive. And every step, it's out as a step, this will that overrides everything else. Hein bedvarim hayom yomiyom, hein bedvarim hagoraliyom b'chaye adam. Whether in like daily things, or things of goral, of lot. Yeah, again, he means like the big decisions. Am I going to be this in life or that in life? Am I going to take this approach to life? It could be more of a daily matter or a more impactful
life decision.
Like life decisions. He quotes some Chazal. Ein lecha davar ha'omid b'fnei haratzon. There's nothing that stands in the way of will. But derech shalom rotza leilech ba malichinu, so the way a person wants to go, that's the way we guide him. Means min hashamayim, that's the way he's guided. Haboli taher messiah, so haboli tame poschen lo. Person who comes to purify himself, we help him. Person who comes to the opposite, to be tame himself, be open for him. It doesn't say we help him because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to help a person who wants to do the wrong thing, but he doesn't stop him. Leaves the door open. Those are all statements from Chazal. It means like, well, what's the core defining ratzon of a person? Hamatzliach lahachnis hashi'ifa l'skarvus el Hashem v'lavodasa b'ratzon. A person who can bring in the yearning for closeness to Hashem and his service into ratzon. Shaharatzon yismalei kulo v'davar echa v'yachad zeh. That the ratzon should be entirely filled with one thing, one and only thing, this. Lios karov ela borei olam, to be close to the Creator. That's his passion, that's his singular desire. Harei ratzon yimshoch acharav es kol kochos agufa nefesh. It'll draw after it all of the faculties of the body and soul. V'kulam yirsam l'megama zu. That's a rare word. Rasam. I forget exactly the translation of that word. Ratzon, they'll all be aligned with this goal. Velo Od, and not only that, Ela HaRatzon HaZehu Kalachatz Al Kaftar. But this Ratzon is like pressing on a button. Asher Al Yodo Yeiru Lo Melamalas of Derech Yelechba. So that's an amazing thing. It's like you pressed a button that now your path is illuminated. That from above, he'll have guidance what path he should go on. So first, he said really two things. Ratzon will make a person really be driven and line up all of his other kochos to do this thing. And once a person has a ratzon to do the right thing, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there are life decisions. There are questions. So how do you get there?
How do you know it's aligned with Kodesh Baruch? I mean, just the ratzon you feel, and is it that?
I don't know if it's 100% foolproof, and you can always have questions in life where you don't know the answer. But he's saying that a person who has that is zocha to light.
That ratzon.
Yeah. Do this. Pursue that.
It's like an aha moment.
Huh?
It's like an aha moment.
Right, like an aha moment, but I think he means in an ongoing way. The person wants to pursue a life of spirituality. There are new questions that come up. Just pragmatic questions. Should I do X or Y? I don't think he means that all your questions are answered now you're a Navi, but it means he gets a lot of illumination. I think you see it in life.
See a decision coming closer to
Oh, look, you know what? I should follow this. So now this opportunity came up. I should do that. Koach Adir Hu HaRatzon. It's a mighty force, the Ratzon. So now he quotes something from the Sefer Yashar that's attributed to Rabbeinu Tam. This is the Musar Sefer Yashar. Yadanu ki abore echad v'abruim rabim. We know that the Creator is one and the created are many. That's the difference. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate echad and everything else is not echad. This is a deep idea, but all the more you get further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number increases. And all that you get closer, it reduces. It's closer to one, which sounds like a deep concept.
So you're eliminating some things as you're coming closer?
I mean, like this Ram said, Ruchni is unity, is... The closer you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you relate that everything is one. Not a simple idea. V'dak yabruim rabim ulamala mikulam hanefesh v'asechel v'amada v'hem shlosha. Created things are many, but the highest of them is the nefesh, the sechel, and ma. They have to know what he means by how sechel is different from ma. I would say it's the soul, like the intellect and knowledge, maybe. There are three. L'mala mehem ha-chefetz. Above all of them is desire. L'mala mimenu ha-tchuna ha-rishona v'hu ha-bore. And above all of them is the... Tchuna means characteristic, whatever you... It's like the highest thing, and that is the Creator. I'm not going to pretend to fully understand what that means, but somehow what he's saying is the closer you get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fewer things are, and the highest thing short of him is chayfetz. I'm not sure I know really what that means, but it certainly tells you that chayfetz, which is ratzon, is a high thing. It's the highest of all created things. Which is the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only thing we have dominion over in life. It's what we want, what we decide to do. I don't know, I can't actually execute anything fully. Maybe Hashem will make it happen, maybe not. Decision to do the right thing, that's Bechira, is really all that man has. Maybe that's what he means. We'll have to continue tomorrow and see.